Welcome to another deep dive. Today, we're going to be looking at XBackbone. It's a really cool tool, I think, for managing and sharing files and all that. And of course, this deep dive is brought to you by SafeServer. They're the ones that handle the hosting for XBackbone and can also help your business navigate all the tricky parts of, you know, the digital world. So if you want to learn more about them, head over to www.safeserver.de.
So, you know, imagine a world where sharing a big video file is as easy as sending like a little link. Or maybe you're a coder who wants to share a piece of code. Super simple. That's kind of what XBackbone's all about. And it's designed to be really easy to use, even if you're not a total tech expert.
Yeah. So, I mean, it sounds like it's good for beginners, but it can also handle more advanced stuff too.
Right.
So what is it about XBackbone that really stands out to you?
Well, one of the best things about it is just how versatile it is. You know, it's not just stuck on your computer's hard drive. You can hook it up to cloud storage like Dropbox or Google Drive or even like your own server if you have one. It's kind of like a universal remote for all your files, you know, wherever they are.
I like that. Universal remote.
Yeah.
Instead of having like a million different apps and websites for everything, you can just use XBackbone.
Exactly. And because it works with so many different places to store your files, it gives you a lot of flexibility to choose what works best for you.
That's cool. I mean, I definitely have files all over the place, so that's appealing to me. But honestly, a lot of file managers are kind of clunky and hard to use. What makes XBackbone easier?
Well, first of all, it has a simple web interface. So you can manage your files right in your browser. You don't have to install anything complicated. And they even have this thing called a config generator to help you connect it with sharing tools like ShareX. Have you ever used that?
I have, yeah.
Yeah.
I've definitely had trouble setting up file sharing in the past, so that sounds like a huge help.
And remember those big video files we were talking about? With XBackbone, you can upload the file once and then just share a link to it. You don't have to worry about file size limits or like blowing up someone's inbox.
It's not just convenient, it's also more efficient.
Right. And that's where some of the more advanced features of XBackbone come in. Like, let's say you're a developer and you need to share some code. XBackbone will automatically format and highlight your code, so it's way easier for other people to read and understand.
That's really helpful, especially when you're working on a project with other people. Mm-hmm. It's so much better than trying to format code in emails or chat apps or whatever.
Yeah. And it's not just code either. XBackbone also has built-in players for video and audio files, a PDF viewer, and you can even preview images right there in the interface.
Wow. It's like having a whole media center built right into your file manager.
Kind of. It really does streamline your workflow and makes it a lot easier to work with all kinds of different files.
Okay. I'm impressed. But what about security? I mean, when you're dealing with important information, security is always a concern.
For sure. And XBackbone actually offers some pretty cool features for managing multiple users. So you can control who has access to your files and what they can do with them.
So like if I'm working on a project with a team, I can make sure that everyone has the right permissions to access the files they need.
Exactly. You can even set limits on how much storage space each person can use.
So they've got the security angle covered too. It really sounds like XBackbone is trying to be like a one-stop shop for everything related to file management.
You got it. And one of the things I find most interesting about XBackbone is that it's committed to open source development.
Okay, so for someone who's not familiar with that term, what does open source really mean?
Basically, it means that the code that makes XBackbone work is available for anyone to see, use, and modify. And this creates like a really cool sense of community and collaboration around the project.
Ah, okay. So it's not just some company building a product in secret. It's a whole bunch of developers and users working together to make something great.
Precisely. And that's a big part of what makes XBackbone so unique. It's constantly evolving and improving because people from all over the world are contributing to it.
I love that. It's not just a static piece of software,
but
something that's always getting better and adapting to what people need. What else is exciting about the development side of things?
Well, one thing that gets me excited is how fast they're developing this thing. XBackbone has a history of putting out updates pretty regularly, so that means you're always getting cool new features and improvements.
Yeah, it's definitely not a tool that you just set and forget. It keeps growing and changing with the times.
Exactly. And that's a big advantage of open source stuff in general, because anyone can see the code. Anyone can help make the project better. You don't have to wait for some big company to decide when to release new features or updates.
That's true. So it's kind of like a living, breathing project.
Yeah.
But for someone who isn't a programmer, how can they actually get involved in the community?
Oh, there are a ton of ways to contribute, even if you don't know anything about coding. You can test out new versions of XBackbone. You can report any bugs you find. You can suggest new features you'd like to see. Or you could even help translate the interface into different languages. There's a lot to do.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So it really is a group effort, huh? You've got people from all different backgrounds coming together to make XBackbone better.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And you can really see that reflected in the community that's built up around it. They have online forums, chat rooms, and even real life meetups where you can connect with other people who use XBackbone and share your experiences and, you know, learn from each other. It's a supportive group.
That's great. So you've got that built-in support system if you need help figuring something out. But for someone who's brand new to all of this, where's the best place to get started with XBackbone?
The XBackbone website is a great starting point. It's xbackbone.app, and you'll find everything you need there. Download links, documentation. They even have a demo so you can try it out before you commit to anything. It's a great resource.
That's super helpful. And what about people who want to go a little deeper, you know, maybe even contribute to the project itself? Where should they go?
The XBackbone GitHub repository is the place to be if you want to get your hands dirty. That's where they keep the code, and it's a great way to see what they're working on, report any issues, or even submit your own code changes if you're feeling adventurous.
So whether you're just a casual user or a hardcore developer, there's a way for you to be part of the XBackbone community.
Exactly. And that's what makes it so cool, in my opinion. It's more than just a file manager. It's kind of like a movement towards a way of working with your digital stuff that's more open, more collaborative, and more empowering. It gives you control.
I like that. Now, earlier you mentioned that XBackbone supports direct image linking for platforms like Discord and Telegram. Can you explain what that means and why it's so useful?
Sure. Let's say you're working on a project with some people and you need to share like a mock-up image with your team on Discord. Normally, you'd have to upload the image to Discord and then share a link to it, right? With XBackbone, you can actually create a direct link to the image on your XBackbone server so your team can see it instantly without having to download anything. It's super fast.
So it really cuts down on all that back and forth and makes communication much smoother, especially for visual stuff.
Absolutely. And it's not just for images either. You can do it with videos, audio files, PDFs, pretty much anything you can store on XBackbone.
That's really convenient. That takes away all the hassle of sharing files. But what about people who prefer using command line tools, you know, like the terminal on their computer? Does XBackbone work for them too?
Oh yeah, definitely. XBackbone actually supports direct downloads using tools like curl and rget, which are popular among developers and system admins. So if you like working in the terminal, you can still use XBackbone without any problems.
So no matter how you like to work, XBackbone can fit into your workflow.
Precisely. It's all about giving you the options and flexibility to do things your way.
I'm honestly blown away by everything XBackbone has to offer. It's powerful, it's flexible, it's easy to use, it's constantly being updated, and it's got this great community behind it.
What is it about XBackbone that impresses you the most? For me, it's how they've managed to combine those really advanced technical features with a strong commitment to community-driven development. It's not often that you see a tool that's both cutting edge and accessible to everyone. XBackbone really strikes that balance.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's inspiring to see a project like this be so successful while also being so open and transparent.
And I think that's a big reason why people have responded so well to XBackbone. It reminds us that you can have powerful tools that are easy to use and understand. You don't have to be a tech expert to benefit from them. They can be collaborative, and they can empower anyone to take control of their digital lives.
That's a great point. It's like XBackbone is democratizing access to these powerful tools and making them available to everybody.
Exactly. And that's something we're celebrating.
Absolutely. We've learned so much about XBackbone today, everything from the user-friendly interface and all the cool features to the development process and the amazing community they built. Before we wrap up, I just want to remind everyone that this deep dive was brought to you by SafeServer. They're the experts in hosting and digital transformation, and they can help you with all the complicated stuff that comes with the digital world. Go check them out at www.safeserver.de if you're interested. So as we come to the end of our deep dive into XBackbone, I want to leave you with a question to think about. Could XBackbone be that missing piece you've been searching for in your digital life? Could it help you get things done faster, collaborate better with others, and really take control of your digital world? I encourage you to explore what XBackbone has to offer and see what it can do for you. Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive. They're the experts in hosting and digital transformation, and they can help your business navigate the complexities of the digital world. Visit them at www.safeserver.de to learn more. So as we wrap up our deep dive into X Backbone, is there anything else you think our listeners should know about?
Yeah, I think it's important to remember that X Backbone is always changing and getting better.
Okay.
The developers are really active, they're always listening to the community, and they really care about making X Backbone the best it can be. So if there's something missing or if you run into a problem, they're probably already working on fixing it.
That's good to hear. It sounds like they're really dedicated to this project.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And since it's open source, if you know how to code, you can actually help them develop it, too. It's a real team effort.
That's cool. So if someone's listening to this and thinking, man, X Backbone sounds amazing, but I wish it did this one thing, they can actually make that happen themselves.
Exactly. And who knows, maybe their contribution will end up helping a bunch of other people around the world.
That's the beauty of open source. It's all about working together to make something great.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, I think we've pretty much covered everything there is to know about X Backbone. We talked about how easy it is to use, how versatile it is, all those powerful features, the open source development model, and the awesome community behind it. It's really an impressive tool. If you're looking for a better way to manage your files and share them with others, I definitely recommend checking out X Backbone. You can find all the info you need at xbackbone.app. And of course, a huge thanks to SafeServer for making this deep dive possible. Check them out at www.safeserver.de to learn more about their hosting and digital transformation services. Before we go, I want to leave you with one final thought. Could X Backbone be the solution you've been looking for to streamline your workflow, collaborate better with your team, and finally take control of your digital life? I think it's definitely worth exploring. Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive.